For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We've got a big update on Shohei Ohtani's former translator, Ipe Mizuhara's betting scandal. Will Shohei Ohtani face a possible suspension? What's next? That's coming up next here on Dodgers Dugout.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
And that's strike three. Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Mookie Betts.
Impact trades.
I don't care how many times this team rips my heart out, I'll never stop loving the Los Angeles Dodgers. Think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out. What's going on, Dodgers Nation? Doug McCain here, credential member of Dodgers Media. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Now, if you haven't yet, do us a huge favor and subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button. Also, comment done down below so you're eligible for our next giveaway when we hit 90,000 subscribers. And of course, I want all your takes down below. What are your thoughts on the update on the Shohei Ohtani Ipe Mizuhara betting scandal? What is your reaction on all your takes down below? And for all latest Dodgers news, head over to DodgersNation.com. So how we doing, Dodgers Nation? I'm still here in Seoul, South Korea at my hotel. I'm going to be taking off tomorrow, dead tired after an extremely busy week. But Dodger baseball never sleeps. Dodgers news never sleeps. And we have a big update on the Ipe Mizuhara betting scandal. Now, just to get you caught up, really, the first news that came out with the original story from Tisha Thompson of ESPN was that Shohei Ohtani knew there was a gambling problem involved with his longtime translator, Ipe Mizuhara. And Ipe told Tisha Thompson that he had bet on international soccer games, NBA, NFL, and college football games, but not baseball. He said, that's 100%. I knew that role. We have a meeting about that in spring training. So he didn't bet on baseball, so it's not going to be a Black Sox situation. It's not going to be a Pete Rose situation or anything like that. But before the story broke, there was a meeting in the clubhouse. And in that meeting, you had Mark Walter, you had Stan Kasten. They talked to the team and said, there's going to be a story coming out about gambling, and Ipe Mizuhara is going to address you. And they gave him the floor, and that's what Mizuhara, he apologized to the team, and he said that he did have a gambling addiction. And it was at that moment that an official said that Ohtani understood for the first time what was happening and began asking questions. And this is from Tisha Thompson's story from ESPN. And he was asked Wednesday if he had interpreted anything incorrectly on purpose. And Mizuhara told ESPN, no, I have never done that. So they're sitting around the clubhouse. You had team officials organize this meeting about a story that was about to come out. Mizuhara comes out. He apologized for a gambling addiction. And then Shohei Ohtani is sitting right there. And now he's starting to ask questions about this gambling addiction. And then it says in the piece, Mizuhara, when asked by ESPN on Wednesday afternoon if he had been accused of theft, said he was told he could not comment but declined to say by whom. He did not respond to a subsequent question about whether he had taken any money without Ohtani's knowledge. Said the developments this week came as federal investigators are examining the operation run by Southern California bookmaker Matthew Boyer. The wire transfer payments were sent from Ohtani's account to an associate of Boyer's, according to multiple sources and bank data reviewed by ESPN. IRS spokesperson Scott Villiard confirmed to ESPN on Thursday night that it is investigating Mizuhara and Boyer. There is no evidence that the IRS investigation was triggered by a request from Ohtani's representatives, and Villiard declined to answer whether it was. So, Otani's sitting right there. He's hearing what he has to say from his longtime interpreter, and then he's starting to kind of put the piece together that, okay, maybe this guy has been stealing from me, or he's learning about this for the first time. And it would go on to say that federal authorities learned of Otani's wire payments in January as part of their investigation into Boyer's bookmaking operation, a source told ESPN. ESPN reviewed wire transfer data for two of the transactions, each totaling $500,000. Shohei Otani is visible alongside various bank accounts and wire transfer information, and the word loan, Otani, is the Japanese two-way player's legal name. And now this is where it starts to get really weird. In the original story, it says, obviously he, Otani, wasn't happy about the debt and said he would help me out to make sure I never do this again. He decided to pay it off for me. I want everyone to know Shohei had zero involvement in betting. I want people to know I did not know this was illegal. I learned my lesson the hard way. I will never do sports betting ever again. I never bet on baseball. So that he's saying right there, that Otani had not only full knowledge of the betting situation and his involvement in it, but also was willing to put up the money to kind of get him out of this debt. And that really links him up with someone who's under federal investigation, a bookie. That's just optically awful for Shohei Otani, someone who was the biggest star in baseball, one of the biggest sports stars on the planet, someone that had never had any blemish at all whatsoever when it comes to his image. Just to have your name linked with someone like that, that is just bad. Now, that's when the entire story changed. And it happened at some point when the team was going from the ballpark where they were playing at here in Seoul, the Go-Chalk Sky Dome, to the Dodgers team hotel. They went back to the hotel, and at some point, the entire story changed. The story was going to be about what Ipe had to say to ESPN on Tuesday, and he had confessed and that Otani had paid it to get him out of it, and he had apologized for his gambling addiction. And then it all changed to Mizuhara was stealing from Shohei Otani, and Otani had no knowledge of it. So let me get this straight. Wednesday, Otani's camp said, hold up, we are now denying that report that, by the way, we had orchestrated, and then come out and say that Shohei is now the victim of, quote, a massive theft, and we have proof through wire transfers in the amount of $4.5 million from Otani's bank account to the illegal bookie. So why did it change? What happened? Was there new information that was presented to Shohei Otani and maybe his agent, Ezbolelo? Did they see the story and think, okay, we do not want Otani linked to this illegal bookie, because just from an optic standpoint, that could be catastrophic to our image. Was that the path they wanted to take? Now, initially, a spokesperson for Otani told ESPN here the slugger had transferred the funds to cover Mizuhara's gambling debt. The spokesman presented Mizuhara to ESPN for a 90-minute interview Tuesday night, during which Mizuhara laid out his account in great detail. However, as ESPN prepared to publish the story Wednesday, the spokesperson disavowed Mizuhara's account and said Otani's lawyers would issue a statement. In the course of responding to recent media inquiries, we discovered that Shohei has been the victim of a massive theft, and we are turning the matter over to the authorities. That was the statement from Otani's lawyers. Now, is Otani going to face suspension? Right now, he's under no investigation from the league, but this is Rule 22D3 that says any player, umpire, club, or league official or employee who places bets with illegal bookmakers or agents for illegal bookmakers shall be subject to such.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
penalties as the commissioner deems appropriate in light of the facts and circumstances of the conduct. Any player, umpire, club, league, official, or employee who operates or works for an illegal bookmaking business shall be subject to a minimum of a 1-year suspension by the commissioner for purposes of this provision. An illegal bookmaker is an individual who accepts, places, or handles wagers on sporting events from members of the public as part of a gaming operation that is unlawful in the jurisdiction in which the bets are accepted. So, one, this is not saying Ohtani was betting. There's nothing out there that indicates that Ohtani was someone that was betting. And Ohtani is someone who can make $70 million a year, right? This is someone who can make $100 million a year when it comes to endorsements. Was he betting? I don't believe he was. And that's just speculation at this point. But if it's Mizuhara, does that absolve him? The fact that he's dealing with someone illegally to try to pay off his debts. So that's going to be something that Major League Baseball is going to have to determine. This is from Jack Harris of the LA Times about the changing of the stories. It reads, "The changing of the stories came as a surprise to many in the Dodgers traveling party on Thursday who were unsure of what to make of all the conflicting information. One player wondered how Ohtani's seemingly infallible relationship with Mizuhara could end under such scandalous circumstances. Another quipped he was simply trying to stay away from public speculation running rampant on social media." And Fabian Ardai, The Athletic, he wrote, "The meeting was brief and came together abruptly, according to multiple people in the room. They described a weird, strange scene that included owner Mark Walter and Kasten. Anything with that, the meeting," Robert said Thursday, "I can't comment." Within the room, according to a team source, Mizuhara told a version of the story similar to what he would tell ESPN in his initial interview. So you hear that right there. The story that Mizuhara told the team was consistent with the story that they put out, which was originally orchestrated by Ohtani's camp. So there's just something with the timeline after the meeting with the team, after he met with reporters, where Ohtani's camp said either one, we just don't like how this sounds, how this looks for our client, for Shohei Ohtani, or two, they truly did discover in that time frame through wire transfers that Mizuhara was in fact stealing from Shohei Ohtani. Now the question I have is, if he's stealing $4.5 million from him, is Ohtani going to press charges? That's a serious problem. That's a serious law that he's breaking, and that should be the case. Now, Thompson did a follow-up on ESPN on Thursday, and she reported that the representatives for Ohtani have, quote, contacted law enforcement authorities and asked them to investigate a, quote, massive theft of money from the player, a source with direct knowledge told ESPN on Thursday. Now, in the story, she said that the reason why Mizuhara's story changed overnight was in a subsequent interview with Mizuhara, he told ESPN he had not been truthful, that Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling activities, debts, or efforts to repay him. On Thursday, a source close to Ohtani gave an explanation for the changing storylines. As Ohtani's handlers tried to determine what had happened, they initially relied solely on Mizuhara, who continued to translate for Ohtani. So they're essentially saying that they were taking Mizuhara's word as fact, and they were able to uncover some information that linked him to this massive theft, that he is truly guilty. Now, that's the big thing for me. That last paragraph right there is that Mizuhara, he essentially came back and said Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling activities at all. So Ohtani's camp has gone from, okay, we are greenlighting a story that in the story says that Ohtani paid the money to handle the debt, to he had zero knowledge at all whatsoever that Mizuhara was even gambling. That is a massive 180. Make of that what you will, but that is a massive, massive 180. And at this point, I think if you're Shohei Ohtani, the best thing that can come out of this is, hey, you can prove that Mizuhara just completely stole money from you, and you're going to have to charge him. And look, I don't think they would contact the authorities on just a crime that didn't exist. I mean, they must have something that would indicate that Mizuhara was indeed stealing from Shohei Ohtani, because if not, that's not going to bode well for them in this situation. So it's a very sticky situation. It's a weird, weird situation. And at the very least, I do think that, yeah, Shohei Ohtani's brand for the moment has taken a little hit from a PR standpoint, because there's a lot of changing of stories here. The details going 180. Maybe Shohei Ohtani is completely 100% innocent in the sense that, okay, my interpreter took advantage of me. It happens in entertainment. It happens in sports. It wouldn't be the first time that someone close to a very high earning celebrity found a way to steal money from them. I think there is a real possibility that that is what happened in this case. I mean, the best case scenario for the Dodgers and for Ohtani is that they can prove that unknowingly he stole that money and Ohtani had no knowledge of it, and that, okay, you cut ties with him, you find a new translator, and then that's it. You move forward with it. Worst case scenario is they find out that Ohtani did have knowledge of this, that Ohtani did say, okay, here's money to pay off an illegal bet. So that definitely is not something that's going to be good for the Dodgers or Ohtani. And could he miss time because of that? We'll see what happens. But right now, that's all the facts. I'm just trying to present the facts through all the reporting that's been done in this case. Now, I'll tell you, from me being here in Seoul, South Korea, it was a very strange energy. It definitely felt like the Ohtani situation almost sucked the life out of the Seoul series. It really did. And it was still a great experience for the players. It was still a great experience for the country. I don't think it impacted them at all. But as far as just the overall glow of the series being the first regular season series in the history of this country, it definitely is on the back burner now, right? You look at this series 2-3 years from now, this is what you're going to remember, as sad as that is to say. I think the fact that, of course, still in the lineup feels like they're definitely siding with Shohei Ohtani and his representatives in this case. And when you consider how big his brand is and how much he stands to lose if they're doing anything that's unlawful in this situation, you think, you have to assume and hope that they're doing the right thing. But I'm not here to speculate. I mean, yesterday, of course, he had a 15-11 game. I hear the jokes out there, Ohtani and the way he was talking to him before the game and the memes out there. Look. Right now, I think the best thing for the Dodgers is to find a way to move on from this as quickly as they can. But while in that process, making it where Mizuhara looks like the bad guy. And that's what they're going to need. They're going to need him to look like the bad guy in this situation. You already have Japanese reporters going to his house in the OC trying to unearth any new information, trying to get him to talk. So yeah, it's a very strange, bizarre situation. These two, I've seen them interact, all smiles. I mean, they're pretty much inseparable. And so the sad thing on all of this is the best case scenario for Shohei right now, as far as the Dodgers are concerned, is that it does turn out that Ipe Mizuhara did backstab his best friend and betray him and did have access to his accounts and just straight up stole money to dig himself out of a gambling debt, and that Ohtani had no knowledge of this, because in that case, Ohtani truly is the victim of massive theft. And on top of that, he's essentially losing his best friend. I think no one's mentioned that. How does this impact Ohtani, not just from a legal standpoint or anything like that, but just from a mental standpoint? Because he is someone that has relied very heavily on Ipe as a friend, as a confidant. He's been a security blanket for him, and he's going to have to adjust with life after Ipe and have his new translator, Will the Thrill, get it done for him. So that's another aspect as well. And I hear people out there, okay, Ipe's just taking the fall. He's falling on the sword. He's the fall guy. This is Operation Protect Shohei Ohtani. And yes, there's every reason in the world to protect Shohei Ohtani if you're his people and you're his representation, Nez Bolello. But let's not forget, Ohtani's people, they were the ones that initiated the probe. They were the ones that initiated.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Legal action. They would not do that, falsely do that, because the ramifications of that would be very severe. So let's not forget that. So I think if you're a Dodgers fan, you want to believe that Shohei Ohtani had zero involvement, zero knowledge of this at all. And I think one peg below that is that he was just someone that was trying to help his friend out, that came to him saying, I have a gambling problem. Can you help dig myself out of this hole? Can you help me get out of this mess? And that wouldn't be the best case scenario, but that would be one peg below. But the bottom line is we need more information. We have to let the facts emerge like we always do. We can't jump to conclusions. All this talk about Pete Rose and Ohtani, that's just ridiculous. Okay, how about this? If Shohei Ohtani was down $4.5 million, this is a man who can make $70-80 million a year. You don't think he would just pay it off? Of course not. Of course he could. He would do it instantly. So, yes, the optics are bad. This is not a good look for Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani, Los Angeles Dodgers. But let's wait for the facts to emerge, and we'll keep you up to date on this story. Any new information, you're going to hear here on the number one Dodgers YouTube channel, the Dodgers Nation YouTube channel. So be sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button. Let me know down below, what are your thoughts on the latest developments in the Ipe Mizuhara gambling scandal, and how do you think that will impact Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers? My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. And until next time, think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.